This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
NewsWars.com. It's not as censored as InfoWars, so it's easier to spread on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And folks have been doing that, so good job. All right, going back to Frank, and I'm glad we cleared that up because we did this fictional end of free speech, but I had an issue with it, and of course it doesn't translate over radio, which is why I never aired it, which I guess when I was out of town, somebody did air it. We've always got to remember, we are a radio show. Going back now to Frank. Frank, what's your view on this tragic situation out in New Zealand with the mass killing?
Do you want me to give you that number? I was going to do that as a favor to you for taking my call. If you want to give that number real quick, where people, if they're out on the road or somewhere, they can secretly listen in over their phone.
Yes, tell folks about it.
Okay, it's area code 605-562-4029, and I've been using these numbers for a number of years. A lot of shows have them, and if you have unlimited minutes, there's no charge for it, on at least not through Verizon. You might want to check your
phone. And you can just plug your phone into a speaker, and then it's great.
Yeah, I use my phone as a radio. Day and night, all the time.
No, that's right. In fact, they just brought me the numbers. It's 605-562-4029, 512-646-5000, 605-475-5800. We should create a site on the listen page that has this, that also has the text alerts that you can get to your phone for news or when we go live. These are all the things I should be plugging more. So thanks for bringing it up, Frank. And I do see your point about that not being suitable for radio because it didn't translate. And I apologize. Now what's your take on Christchurch?
Well, I'm not on the internet these days, and I listen to a lot of alternative media. And, I watch NBC World News Tonight, ABC World News Tonight. I try and watch four or five times a week. And I know last night, I heard them say two of the, individuals that they thought were involved in the, shooting initially have been, quote, cleared and released. And it's just funny, it follows a pattern that I've observed over the years, ever since these shootings started becoming a big thing. There's always these reports, and I know about the fog of war and all that, but there's always these reports of multiple shooters, multiple people involved, and I always have to wonder, are these handlers? And I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm never going to know what really happened or whatever, but I know one thing. I can't trust the media, and unfortunately, I can't trust my own government.
I was at a deposition last week on the Sandy Hook lawsuits. And they kept getting me trying to say that it was cameramen that were arrested in the woods by Sandy Hook in tactical gear. And I'm like, no, it was in the news. And as soon as I got out of the deposition, I pulled up the video, I pulled up the articles, where it said that a local cop was in tactical gear from a drill in the woods but got released. That happened. But they were trying to get me to say it didn't happen. It was crazy.
I remember hearing that live that morning. So I don't know what happened, but I'll be honest with you, from what I hear about this guy's manifesto, I would be considered a white nationalist. Of course, a lot of people would smear me as a white supremacist, which would be inaccurate because I believe in the diversity of life, of all things. But as a white nationalist, I take my own country's interests first. And I think our country is being engineered to go through a significant change of demographics, which is, I believe, ultimately going to change the nature.
Don't hang up, but I'm going to come back to you on the other side in 1 minute. We got Will Johnson coming on. He'll take calls while he's on. And he's a black guy, an American, a patriot. And he'll say there's a war on white people. But just because there's a war on white people doesn't mean all the, quote, minorities are involved in it. I agree they're attempting in the media to target whites and that white genocide's going on, but what's the bigger picture? What's that really about? Instead of us all at the grassroots hating each other, who's pulling the strings? Stay there, Frank.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, if you read the manifesto of Brenton Tarrant, he says, I'm an eco-fascist. There's so many people. I want a global race war to reduce population. I went over his whole manifesto Friday, showed you where he says it. And I want to trigger people to kill each other. Well, that's a false flag. When you go do an event to get other people to do what you want and to blame a group that you're not really with, that's a false flag. And Rush Limbaugh pointed out that a lot of people are saying that's what's happening, as he read from a Paul Joseph Watson article from InfoWars.com. We're going to go back to Frank and your calls right now. Appreciate folks holding. But here is that particular clip from Limbaugh Friday.
The shooter's objective here was to divide. I mean, there's and another thing that happens here when these events happen, you have all kinds of speculation that erupts, and there is an ongoing theory. Mr. Snerdley, correct me if I'm wrong about this. There's an ongoing theory that the shooter himself may, in fact, be a leftist who writes the manifesto and then goes out and performs the deed purposely to smear his political enemies, knowing he's gonna get shot in the process. And you just can't immediately discount this. The left is this insane. They are this crazy. And then if that's exactly what the guy's trying to do, then he's hit a home run because right there on Fox News, the shooter is an admitted white nationalist who hates immigrants.
All right, let's stop right there. The whole thing is written to get people fighting. The media goes with his exact line, working with him. Facebook's down before it happens, so it goes right back up as it happens. YouTube's now totally censoring. NPR, CNN this weekend, censor Alex Jones. It's everywhere. They're making their move. So, Frank, listen. I get the fact that they're trying to make us a divided nation. They're trying to make Hispanics be in their own group, blacks in their own group, whites in their own group, like we're all prisoners. And you hear black students wanting to segregate colleges and high schools. That's the opposite of Martin Luther King. It didn't mean segregation, desegregation didn't have its problems. But there's the Christian ethos of all of us being unified by Christ. And that could expand to free market or private property. I don't see a divided world fighting over what color we are having any future. I get that's how we're designed. We're primitive, all of us. It's tribalism. We're being programmed. It was the West that tried to end all this race stuff. Now they're using our strength against us. I'm not going to project on to the minorities that they're godlike. They're going to be better than white people. No, the truth is they're just as apt or more so to be racist. So it's a disastrous situation. But you read the WikiLeaks. And they say, we're going to create racial and cultural division to control people. So I get they're doing it. So the average pundit on CNN who's black or Hispanic sounds way more racist than David Duke, I get that I'm not going to be a hypocrite and go, oh, David Duke, he's the devil, when these people are even worse than David Duke, according to their own cosmology. They're saying any race-based system's evil, then they're totally race-based, saying whites are inherently evil. I've got like five clips just this weekend I haven't even gotten to on mainstream news. Where's my video clip list? Where they're saying whites are inherently bad. I mean, you've got the New York Times board member saying whites are subhuman goblin creatures that live in holes. But it's not the average black person or Hispanic person or Asian person doing this. It's evil, manipulative globalists. So that's my point. What is your point on this, and where you see this going in Christchurch?
Well, I've had, you know, conversations with Muslims, you know, the nice Muslims. You know, you have an intelligent conversation with them. This one guy, he's a doctor, a PhD. And he tells me, honestly, he says, look, Frank, you don't have anything to worry about, okay? You know, you just live your life. It's going to happen. Yeah, we are coming to America. We are eventually going to take over, but it's not something you need to worry about. This is going to take time. Okay, they admit this. And the people that...
No, they teach it in all their mosques. There's going to be 3 billion of them in 5 years. Exactly. And if you're a man and join them, you can slap women around and throw them off cliffs. I don't want to do that. Exactly.
Once their numbers grow, everything's going to change. They're going to start placing demands, okay? And, you know, you call it the Jewish mafia. I call it organized Jewry. They are the ones primarily who are behind this. You just check the names. That's what I do. I just go check the names of all the people that are driving this. They admit they want to destroy the white race. They're like, the white race has to be destroyed.
I have pointed out when I talk about the Jewish mafia, I'm saying there's organized crime in every group. So there are Jews that are doing some bad out there, but that's the Jewish mafia. I don't believe a Jewish mafia runs the planet. I don't believe a Chinese mafia runs the planet. I don't believe an Anglo mafia runs the planet. An evil mafia of evil people who tend to be pedophiles all work together. I mean, here's the thing. How do you respond to China? If any one racial group's dominating and taking over, it's the Chinese. It's not their people. You know, they're under enslavement. But I mean, people always say I'm covering up for Israel. I'm not covering up for Israel. I want to get past names of people and make it about ideology, because then I can get, no matter what color you are or where you came from, if I can get you into free market capitalism and free speech and Second Amendment, then we're going to win. I'm just trying to sell ideology over race. Does that make sense?
I believe that China and Israel and organized Jewry have been hooked at the hips for probably 100 plus years. This was all planned out a whole long time ago, and they do it for their own interests, their separate interests. I mean, the symbiotic relationship. I don't know exactly where it's going. But Frank, I know this.
There is a war on white people. The news sounds just like Hitler saying Jews and others are doing this. Hitler said Jews are evil and they're setting up evil systems to destroy us and they're taking over and they're where all the evil comes from and they're the bad people and they have Jewish privilege and they're the bad guys. You turn on CNN, just take Jew out of the name and they're saying it about white people. And it's going on. And so this is Hitlerian against white Christians, because white Christians created a system that Martin Luther King and others picked up, Martin Luther King Jr., of unifying us around ideas, not what color we are, which creates unity and prosperity. And so I agree there's an attempt to bring racism into play for control. But I think it's being done because it sabotages culture. And all I'm saying is I don't believe getting more into racism is going to fix it. I agree we should defend our identity. I like St. Paddy's Day, even though I'm a little bit Irish, because it's one of the few holidays you can celebrate and it's okay to be European. So I'm all about celebrating everybody's heritage. But at the same time, I think if we become like the racists we're fighting, we've fallen into the social engineer's plan. What do you think?
You know, we white nationalists, believe it or not, we actually have people that call in. They listen to our shows, and they actually will call in sometimes and say, "What? You know what? You guys are right. We got a Mexican guy. He came here illegally, okay? And he actually agrees with white nationalism. He says, you know, you guys really ought to stand up for yourselves. We have a Jewish guy that calls in. Now, he's no longer considers himself Jew, But he calls in and says, you guys are absolutely right in everything you say.
Well, let me ask you this, because the globalists are starting a fight they're not going to win. I mean, this, you turn on CNN or MSNBC, it's literally 1937 Nazi Germany, but just the inverse. Where do these people think that's going? I mean, it's certainly radicalizing white people.
I have four violence, murder, death, massacres. I don't even like killing any living thing. Okay? I don't even hunt. I'm a veteran. But I abhor violence, like that. But at some point, what are we supposed to do? If we love our heritage, if we love, and I'm not saying it's all good, but if we love the ideals, the best part of the ideals that, America we thought were built on. What are we supposed to do if all that's going to be taken away? I mean,
there's no doubt that America's openness and the Christian ethos of the abolitionist movement has been betrayed by the Democrats, who were the racist KKK party then. They're doing it again. Frank, I appreciate your call. I don't normally have a caller on for three segments, but it's important to hear those ideas out. We've got loaded phones. I'll get to all of you. Most talk shows give people like 30 seconds. I give people like 10 minutes. We'll get to all of you, and we have Will Johnson coming on. We'll get his take straight away. Stay with us. Everybody stay right there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Johnson is an amazing investigative journalist, reporter, and activist in his own right. He also does some work for Infowars.com. He's going to write Shotgun with us 15 minutes the next hour, or 15 minutes behind today. And Vox Day's coming on. He really thinks this is a false flag out in Christchurch, New Zealand. Thinks it's a false flag. Even Rush Limbaugh's come out and said the guy says he's a leftist, he's a eco-fascist, he wants to exterminate the population, to lower the population, he wants to get a race war going. And it's all hiding in plain view is what's so frustrating to me. Is that, yes, the media is promoting that white people are inherently evil. That is the opposite of what Martin Luther King said and is a total fraud. Judge people according to what color they are, not according to their deeds and what they stand for. It's asinine on its face. But that's how this works. That's how these groups do this. And so then you get enough media globally saying whites are evil, they need to be exterminated, they need to be gotten rid of. The New York Times editorial board saying they're cave creatures, goblins in holes, can't wait till they're all dead. You're going to start eliciting a violent response, which is exactly what the globalists want. That's exactly what they want. It's simple. What does Brenton Tarrant say in his manifesto? He says, I want to start a global race war to reduce population. So, did he have help? How did he get the guns in Australia? There's no discussion 4 or 5 days later of that. That's a big telltale sign 4 days later. And now they're saying get rid of free speech. And now they're saying stop live streaming of everybody. So now it gets really, really suspicious that he probably had help because they're not discussing where'd the guns come from, all the rest of it. Just we're going to take your guns. But then you have somebody call in, he says he's a white nationalist earlier. He's a veteran, and he's hearing people say I'm evil, they're coming to get me. I don't want to kill anybody, but what do I do? It's falling into the trap. You've got to expose how they're putting two Vietnamese or Chinese fighting fish. Can we cue up that James Bond clip from Russia with Love for the next segment? And you make them attack each other, and once one's dead, the other's hurt, then the other one comes in. We need to be talking about the third fish and about the larger plan. Or are we just so dumb they're going to play us off against each other, how the British in the Great Games, what they called it, played Pakistan and India off against each other for hundreds of years, and a few thousand British troops were able to control 50 times their number because they played groups of golf against each other. Will Johnson of UniteAmericaFirst.com. You also do work for NewsWars.com. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to get your fresh take on this whole situation. But I tell you, the whole media is piled onto this now, and that's really suspicious.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you for having me on again, Alex. It's an honor to be here
with you.
Thank you. You know what? This is, I like to look at it like this. It's white genocide. And the whole objective is to go after white people. What's the common denominator with all of this? Every time there's a racial tension or there's a racist incident or anything that ever takes place across the country and now the world, is always the common denominator is white people. They never talk about when Muslims do this. They never talk about when black people do this. They never talk about when Hispanics do it. They only talk about racist issues when it's white people. Why is it always white people? They act as if white people are the only ones that commit these horrendous crimes. I mean, it's like unbelievable insanity that they are brainwashing so many people at a micro level, and people don't even see it. That's the amazing part about all this. You know, they were killing black babies and white babies, Hispanic babies, but largely black babies. But see, that is not enough. Now they want to go on and move towards white people, demonize white people, make white people out to be the villains for everything. And it's not even true. I mean, so there's so many white people in America that have helped me. Why would I sit there and think that what the media is telling me, that all of a sudden all these white people are the problem? It is a total lie, and they're using this to get at everybody. You know, and it's absolutely, you know what, for the most part, it's working. If you turn on the liberal media like CNN, MSNBC, and especially like Don Lemon, I'm calling Don Lemon out. He is the main one that's out there talking about that white supremacists is on the rise. They're attacking everybody that they can that is white. I mean, the way they attack you, the way they attack the president, they attack everybody. The common denominator is white people. It's always white people when it comes to them. And it's a total lie. They keep pushing this information out. And that's why the information war is so key, because they know that if you have someone such as yourself, such as myself, communicating with each other, talking about the absolutely things that they're doing, that is a problem to them.
You just said it. That's why they want to shut us all down, because we all just want to live in peace. We don't. It's all lies. It's totally made up. 99% of people aren't racist and don't want to kill each other. We're sick of it. But they're forcing the poison down our throats.
You know, Jesse Smollett is a prime example. MAGA country. It is a false flag. So really, you're going to have two white men at 2 a.m. in the morning, sub-zero degrees, it's absolutely freezing outside, and they just so happen to yell out, Empire, MAGA country, waiting on Jesse Smollett. How ignorant do they think that we really are? How stupid do they think we are?
That's got to be like one in a trillion. 2:30 in the morning, sub-zero, and then you attack the very guy from Empire and say it to him.
Yes, and you know, he'd come out and said it's white people. And see, the thing is, had he gotten away with it, he would have went on and got awards and said, you're so brave for standing up and talking about your story, but it completely backfired on him. And even that false flag, I truly believe that the Democrats had something to do with it. That's why they don't want to see the phone records. That's why they redacted most of them. That's why they're not even sharing them. Because I truly believe, now I don't have any proof of it, but I truly believe that the Democrats, they played a part in it some kind of way for this false flag. And another thing, New Zealand, what took place there is absolutely horrible. And our prayers go out to the people that lost lives and their families. Did you think about why did it happen now? You know, this is me, and I'm not saying it's conspiracy theory or anything, but this is me. It makes me wonder, why did it happen now, right after the Democrats had to do an entire resolution just to say that they're not anti-Semitic, or give the perception that they're not anti-Semitic? And then all of a sudden this happened. Not to mention, I've seen reports where there was just days before this took place that John Podesta was there.
Well, I've got the video. He was absolutely there.
Yeah, I hadn't even seen it. So, I mean, it's false flag after false flag. And it, even if it's not a false flag, it gives the perception that it is a false flag. And, yeah, two white men attacking Jesse Smollett. Let's go back to Jesse Smollett. Two white men at 2 a.m. attacking him in the MAGA hats. The new Klan hood is what the left is trying to call it, which is absolutely disgusting, because making America great. I've had some liberals tell me making America great is to go back to slavery. The left truly believes that slavery is when America was great. See, they don't even realize what they're
Plus,
saying.
Plus, it was the Democrats, it was the Republicans together. That stopped it.
It was the Republicans. It's absolutely insane. You know, I talk to black people on social media, and they get angry with me because I say I support the Republican Party. Well, it was the Republican Party that gave black people guns to protect themselves from the Democratic KKK
Party. It was the NRA was set up for that. Stay there, always on fire. We've got to get Will on more routinely. Will Johnson's our guest. Your calls, I promise, your calls are straight ahead. Don't hang up.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got Henry. He's been a long-time listener and first-time caller. We're going to him, Nathan, Brad, Douglas, Chris, Ed, Mike, Laura, Andrew. I'm going to get to all of you while Will Johnson's with us. I want to invite Will Johnson on every 2 weeks or so. We can get him his own show. He does his own show. By the way, UnitedAmericaFirst.com. But just during the break, we've got Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. We've got like 15 channels on satellite out there. And I was watching all these big rivers overflowed in the Midwest and all these bridges out and all these roads and all these dead. You know, there's dead Hispanic people, black people, white people, people with red blood fighting for their lives from these deadly cyclones and these storms. And the news, you turn it on, it's all about how white people are evil. It's total divide and conquer, and it's sick. Will, I want to get to a bunch of these calls, bam, 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 because they've been holding out. You can comment on what they have to say, but how can we take some calls? What else is on your radar screen? Because there's just so much craziness going on, and AOC's falling on her face. Beto O'Rourke's falling on his face. Trump, though, is not defending First Amendment enough. I mean, I'm not saying I hate Trump, but I'm starting to get upset.
No, I'm with you on that. I believe President Trump's not doing enough about the censorship. We need more done. And maybe he's doing something in the background, but I'm not seeing it. And the people I talk to, they're not seeing it. And a lot of people don't understand why he's not bringing more attention to the censorship that's taking place in this country, because it's going to affect him in 2020. Google, YouTube, Facebook, they've all colluded together to try to take down the president of the United States. And we all see it, so why is he not addressing it? So the frustration is there, rightfully so. And one more thing, Alex. You know, one thing I'm so sick about, and I'm talking about the white genocide again, is that there's white people, when you bring it up and when they're being called racist, they don't tell people to shut up. I'm so sick of it. If you're white and someone says that you're racist, by all means, tell them to shut up. Enough is enough. If you're not racist, then why take it? I mean, people have got to stop sitting down to this nonsense. And that's the very reason why the country's in a predicament it's in right now, because not enough good men and women just stood up and said anything. When do we get enough of it? I'm sick of it, and I'm not even white. So when someone says it, say, shut up.
Well, imagine if you tuned in and they said Hispanics are inherently evil or blacks are inherently evil. I always liked what Martin Luther King said, because it was perfect sense. I go off what somebody says and does. If somebody's got good food, I go to the restaurant. I don't care if they're Asian, black, white, Hispanic. If a woman's good looking and I'm not married, I mean, there's good looking black women, Hispanic women, white women, whatever. Good looking, you can see what's good looking. I mean, if a rug is nice, it's from Pakistan, I buy it. It's made by Pakistanis, not white people. If music's good, I listen to all sorts of music. I love a lot of black musicians. Again, it's what Martin Luther King said. It's about who you are, not what color you are. That's crazy. And the left has totally turned against that. And most low-level leftists, mainly white people, have bought into it. It's bizarre.
Because it's white guilt. They're feeling guilty about something that they didn't even do themselves. None of these white people own slaves. None of these black people walking around today, at least under the age of 50, have been slaves, unless they've been slaves in their mind. That's the extent of it. But you know what? The problem is that you have, for example, now they're trying to push reparations, and I'm trying to go really quick so you can get to your calls. Reparations. Who's going to pay reparations? If anyone's going to pay it, this white tax.
Hold on, we're going to do this. I'm going to push our next guest back 15 minutes since I got to you late. I apologize. We'll do that start of the next hour. Reparations is a big talk we should have. Okay. The idea that if your grandpa or great-great-great-great-grandpa did something, you're guilty. That is such authoritarianism. We'll talk about that with Will Johnson in a moment. But right now, Henry in Waco, Texas, longtime listener, first-time caller. Thanks for holding. You're awesome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Just got some few things that I think need to be discussed. The left likes to shut down discussion. They just want to shut it down. They want to push open borders. With Trump's immigration Muslim ban and all the stuff that's been going on, there's a lot in that video that just doesn't make any sense. There's too many points and too many places. The Facebook video came out, it was distorted. I mean, it came out in like 480p instead of 720, which is what always is broadcast. It just looks like a complete.
And if you notice how they'll show Nazis executing Jews on PBS, and they should, but if you show another guy executing people, you're not supposed to see it. Since when can they selectively show who they want being killed when?
Just like all the stuff that you've gone through with Sandy Hook, all they want to do is shut it down. It's taken off all the videos on YouTube. YouTube's even censoring this video right now. They're censoring everything that anybody has any discussion about this video. They shut it down. They put their CBS.
You know, that's a good point. They act so scared. And then I noticed CNN and others, they show blurred video of the shooter. But when we show it, they take it down. So, again, what do you think's behind that, Henry?
Well, I think what's behind it is there's certain anomalies in the video. There's certain anomalies in the video that they've not taken out. You have so many things. Like one thing I'll point out at on the video at 6 minutes and 52 seconds. The magazine laying there on the ground that was there before the shooter got there. They don't want you to see that. There's tons of writing all over the magazine, just like the writing that's in his car. All that manifesto stuff he had. And then he goes back and picks it up at 8 minutes and 30 seconds and puts it in and starts shooting. But the magazine was there laying on in the hallway before he even got there. So it's like that was a low budget operation, but I mean, and then again, there's even, let's see, like about 6:26, the guy says he said something to him. He put as a testimony and all kinds of stuff. And he's not even talking in the video. He walks right past him with a shotgun. Didn't even say nothing.
I watched the video, and there's a lot of bizarreness. We know mass shootings happen. I'm not denying it, but we have a right to question. Here's Obama's Harvard professor. Dangerous Trump may fabricate emergency to stay in power. Steve Watson, Infowars.com. So they go on TV and say Trump may stage terror attacks. Okay, well, then we're allowed to question these as well. God bless you, Henry. I'm glad you brought up those points. And that's a good point. We're going to do, this Thursday through Friday through Saturday, a 50-hour emergency Save the First Amendment broadcast with a bunch of special guests and a bunch of stuff we've never done before. Believe me, this is going to be special. Thursday, 8 a.m. with David Knight, right through Saturday, 10 a.m., 50 hours, bunch of special guests. We're going to blur out the violence, but we're going to look at all the anomalies, not even saying there's anomalies. We have a right to. Bill Johnson?
No, I completely agree with you. And it should be done because the liberal media, they're not going to show any of that. They're not going to talk about that. They want to push this narrative again that is white supremacy. And even when you read through all the information, he doesn't look like he is a white supremacy. He's completely for the Green Deal. He's against President Trump. But yet you have the media, even Fox News, pushing that he's a white supremacist. Why? Because all racist roads lead to white people. I mean, it's sickening.
Let me ask this question. How, all of us growing up on PBS, they show the famous footage in Eastern Europe of them running different people into pits and shooting them, men, women, and children. How do you show that to prove it happened? And it did go on because I had family that was there, who went into Germany. They witnessed it. There's black and white footage of all this. How can you show that on PBS during the family hour, but then we're not supposed to be able to show this? By the way, I wasn't going to show it. We blurted out the first day. They're saying don't show any of it. Well, since when?
But, you're absolutely right. Just look at how, if you can go onto YouTube right now, and you can see how Muslims are lining people up in these same similar pits, and they're gunning people down. They will show that all day. You can see it right now on YouTube. Just Google Muslims killing people in the Middle East, and you can see video of it. But they don't want to show this. Why is it? Why is it that when Christians are attacked, and was it Nigeria that you just had 60-plus Christians killed within a week, three weeks?
Exactly. You never see that.
Say nothing about it. Nothing. Nothing. They say nothing about it. InfoWarsStore.com. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I love the product. Turbo Force is where it's at. You've got to get it today. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I didn't tell Will to do that. You're awesome. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls with Will Johnson. Then we've got all other folks coming on.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder?
You know, the globalists think they keep just putting more pressure on me and I'm going to give up. I've already figured out how this ends. The only way we lose is by giving up. We're going to go through the fire together. And they're splicing humans with animals. They're aborting tens of millions of our children every year. We, as human species, are under attack. And if this evil force can trick us to hate each other of what color we are and arrange ourselves that way, they win. And they're forcing it. But people are seeing through it. I'm going to rampage through your calls now, and then we'll get into the whole reparations movement, the final phase of divide and conquer, the so-called guaranteed income. All this is to domesticate people so they can force a way of life on you, just like domesticated animals live under that. Will Johnson is our guest. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're going to Ed Maui, then Nathan and Brad and Douglas and everybody in a moment, and Laura. But since he mentioned it earlier, we have store-wide free shipping, biggest sale of this year. And on top of that, at InfoWarsStore.com, we have 50% off all the supplements and Turbo Force and our great protein bars that are a high-end protein bar, normally $3 a piece. Get them in packs of 12. The lowest one you're going to get that's even comparable is like $5. Right now, it's 50% off. But I got news this morning that Turbo Force has sold so well. Next-level energy drink lasts like 10 hours. Super healthy. that they're both about to sell out. So they said, hey, you have this in the 50% off. One of these will sell out in a week at this price, the other in about 2 weeks. We don't get more Turbo Force for a couple months. We don't get the energy bars for over a month. You need to pull the ad today. Okay. So you've got one day to get your Turbo Force and your protein bars at 50% off. Then we're going to pull it and have them at the regular price so we coast into when more come in. That's how we fund the operation. But whether it's turmeric, the body's ultimate turmeric formula, whether it's the best fish oil out there, or whether it's Brain Force Plus, or whether it's X2, we're able to get again, thanks to your prayers, the great good halogen, it's 50% off. The fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified colloidal silver iodine, Super Blue's back in. Couldn't do a big store-wide sale like this because most stuff was sold out at the end of the year, so it took months to get it back in. It's back in. InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund the great reporters, and they all do their own thing as well, because I think it's important they be independent and have their own operations. But you know, Will Johnson, Caitlin Bennett, they all are InfoWars reporters, and we finance some of their operations. I want to hire dozens more people, but it takes money to finance the plane tickets and the hotels and the gas and the travel. These folks all, pretty much all just do this at their own expense. I just pay for the expenses other than their time. So that's why your purchases of the products are so important, plus they're great products. All right, and Will, you jump in here. We're taking these calls together. Ed in Maui, Hawaii. Boy, what a beautiful place. Ed, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. How are you? Yeah, I'm talking about the Christchurch shooting. I think, first of all, I'd like to say I believe it was a real incident. It did happen, and people died. But as a student of critical thinking, there's a bunch of red flags that I'd like to point out that just really make me suspicious of this incident. First, there's a manifesto. Whenever I see a manifesto, it's too convenient. It's too, ready for the narrative that the mainstream media wants to present. So I'm very suspicious of that. Second, the lone gunman narrative. We have reports of paramilitary type people on the ground there, but they're pushing a lone gunman. And then third, in New Zealand, within 24 hours, they had some very special gun legislation ready to go. I question the timing and speed of that. And then, you know, finally, there's an 18-year-old who's been sentenced in New Zealand to 14 years for sharing a live stream of the Christchurch massacre because they're shutting it down, all information in New Zealand. And I'd like to point out that when in past false flags, there are all sorts of little logical anomalies. And I think what they've learned is you need to shut down the flow of information as quickly as possible, and they're just locking it down so that no one can analyze these anomalies. And that's why it's illegal to distribute these videos.
And that's why I've got to take more calls, because the callers are smarter than I am. Exactly. The whole thing's like a drill on how to censor, how to control. But then they can show any other massacre video they want on the news, but this one they're telling you no. So is it about practicing banning speech on a global scale with coordinated control? Is that the main reason, or is it they're hiding something in the killing video?
I mean, one thing is to get us to stop talking about the whole Democrats being anti-Semitic. People are not even paying attention. See, we were talking about the Democrats being anti-Semitic, but
that's
now
right.
We're
that
talking
was the
about
top
how
story.
The
all these Muslims.
Into.
I thought yes. That. We'll expand. I'm sorry. You're right. In fact, I meant to say that this morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right on. But that's the whole point. We were talking about that, how the Democrats were anti-Semitic with Ilhan Omar. And now all of a sudden we're talking about how the Muslim community is being attacked by just various white supremacists. I mean, it's so in our face.
By the way, Ed, isn't it strange as a false flag or red flag or warning sign that he spent all this time in Pakistan and Serbia and all these Muslim areas and had this leftist background before? I mean, if you're really a Muslim and you want to really make it look bad for everybody that's not a Muslim, you would pull something like this, like Rush Limbaugh said.
Absolutely. And, you know, his background and the fact that he was able to freely travel through countries without being identified is very suspicious. It has the smell of an intelligence agency all over it.
I tell you, that's why they're scared of us talking, because we can just open the phones up. Millions of people can hear what Ed has to say. Anything else, Ed?
Yeah, just one other thing. This labeling of white people. You know, when I was growing up, there was Irish Catholics, Italians, WASPs, Jews. So this attempt to put all white people in this one category is very interesting, and it's a convenience thing. White people are as diverse as any other minority ethnic group.
And statistically, white people kill white people, black people kill black people, Hispanics kill Hispanics, Asians kill Asians. On average, that's, we're in our own neighborhoods, we know each other. Exactly. I mean, look, only 2% of people before 1865 were in families that had slaves. Then the biggest amount of white people came here after the Civil War. That's admitted. So almost everyone in the country, like 98%, has no connection to anybody that owns slaves. So how have white people now had projected onto them that they are were slave owners? It's just, it's insane.
They've made white people soft targets. That's what it is. And because a lot of white people don't say anything when they're labeled as being racist, they just kind of get tight-lipped on it. They say nothing. And I'm encouraging white people to say, shut up. I'm not racist. Stop being silent about it. I mean, you're labeling black people. If you say black people do something, black people cry. You get the NAACP, the ACLU, all of them attacking you if you say anything against black people. But you say something against white people don't say anything. It's almost reminding me of the GOP. The GOP, the DNC, the Democrats do something crazy, and the GOP says nothing. I don't understand it. Stop being silent.
Well, you know why it's hard to get to the calls, because every caller makes such great points. Please call again, Ed. You're absolutely on target. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathan in Alabama. You're on the air with Will Johnson. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. This is Nathan Wallace in Birmingham.
Welcome.
First-time caller. Came on board with you guys back in 2016. But ever since the banning in back in August 6th, 86, from the Internet, I started taking your content to my own YouTube channel, and wouldn't you know it, the last one I uploaded was you talking about the manifesto. But I had all sorts of content ever since. Sorry, at work still, Mr. Jones.
I understand.
But,
Oh, yeah, they're censoring people that show the manifesto because they want to say it says one thing. We're going to show you what it says. They go, oh, don't give him attention. They're already giving the guy attention. We've got to say what he's actually saying. Well, here's the deal. Just get a burner phone, create a new identity, start your new YouTube. Never give up, sir.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jones. Yeah, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm still going to support the InfoWar. I'm definitely going to be taking you up from 50% off mega sale. We just can't wait for those big sales to come around, Mr. Jones.
Well, God bless you, Nathan. I appreciate your call. Yeah, what do you make, Will Johnson, of the head of Google and others before Congress saying, we never fix a search. We never censor when we have all the proof they admit they do it.
Oh, they absolutely do it. You know, I went on Google one time and I typed in the United States president, and it showed all the presidents except for Trump. Then I went over to Bing and I typed the exact same thing. It showed every last president, including President Trump. I took a screenshot of that and I put it on Twitter. Within 2 hours, Google corrected it. So that lets me know that Google is paying attention to what I'm putting out there. And this was months ago. So they're still doing it. They have an agenda.
Oh, remember, that was a national story. Again, you're just one person, but you're smart. And that became a huge story. Remember when they said Republicans' political affiliation was Nazis and that made them change it?
You know what? I watch Netflix every now and then. And there's a show on there that's deliberately trying to make right-wingers out to be terrorists. Which is not true at all. There's an agenda to do it, and they want to control the narrative.
Well, I want to hear about this show. We're back in 2 minutes. Will Johnson, UnAmericaFirst.com. Stay there. Your calls are coming up to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Spread those links or the enemy wins.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us.